Welcome back to another episode of the Search Engine Optimization Tips and Tricks Podcast. I'm Tim Jennings, and I've been in charge of SEO at Soulheart for going on 10 years now. In my time with Soulheart, I've helped businesses and nonprofit organizations obtain their goals through gaining organic traffic to their website. If you've ever heard of SEO or search engine optimization, then this is the podcast for you. In today's episode, we're going to look at ChatGPT prompts to understand search intent. As any good SEO practitioner knows, understanding search intent is essential for optimizing keywords and increasing organic traffic to your website. But what exactly is search intent? Search intent is essentially the reason why someone entered a certain query into a search engine and how they expect to be served the results based on their needs. When you mold your content to match the intent of the user performing the search, the odds of you not only getting shown on the search results pages, otherwise known as the SERPs, improve, but you're also not wasting your time by creating content that has no chance at converting. And as you probably already know, getting eyes on your content is only half the battle. Getting the user to perform the action you want is the real victory. When it comes to understanding search intent, ChatGPT can be an incredibly useful tool. It uses natural language processing to quickly provide you with the help that you need. By simply giving ChatGPT a detailed prompt, you can improve the quality of your content to match the search intent in seconds. But how do you do that? I'm glad you asked. Let's jump right in and find out. Like everything else AI related, using ChatGPT to understand search intent is all about how you formulate your prompts. It's important to remember that precision is key here. Think of it this way. If you could give ChatGPT a vague prompt that could be interpreted in numerous ways, then your results are going to be the same. Vague and unclear. So as you formulate your prompt for ChatGPT, you will need to include the keywords that you are optimizing for and the user intent behind it. This can be achieved by asking yourself questions like, what is the user looking for? What kind of action do I want them to take? Or how technically complex should my answer be? By doing this, you receive an output that better aligns with your goals. However, you can speed up your process even more. By incorporating search intent into your prompt formulation, you can enhance and expedite your keyword research process significantly. This means that not only will your research become faster, but it will also yield infinitely more valuable results. By aligning your content with the user's intention as interpreted by Google, you can ensure a precise match between your content and what the user is seeking when using that particular keyword. The first ChatGPT prompt for SEO that I want to give you today is one that you can use when you already have a topic but don't know what to write yet. The reason I love this prompt is because it does a lot of the legwork for me. Let's say you own a landscaping business, and you want to start creating pages on your website to help get found by people in your community. You know you want to produce content on landscaping, but you don't know what the focus should be, what keywords you should use, or what the content should even look like. Well, have no fear, because ChatGPT is here. If I were you, I would head over to ChatGPT and ask it to give me 10 long-tail keywords that have to do with landscaping. Match each keyword with one of the four search intents, like navigational, informational, transactional, commercial. If you do that, the results that AI produces will be a list of 10 long-tail keywords, the search intent for those keywords, and a brief explanation of what the user is looking to accomplish by searching that keyword. Some examples are: best landscaping companies in my area. The search intent for that keyword is navigational, and the user wants to find local landscaping companies. Next, you'll see how to build a backyard landscape. Search intent is informational. The user wants guidance on designing a backyard landscape. Another one would be buying landscaping tools online. The search intent for this one is transactional, which means the user wants to make a purchase of landscaping tools. Or you might see landscaping services for corporate properties. The search intent here is commercial, which means the user wants information on landscaping services tailored for corporate properties. Once you have the information in your arsenal, you'll be able to create content that is tailored specifically for the user who searches these words. You can use this information in your SEO strategy to ensure that your pages are properly optimized for keywords and search intent for your target audience. Again, the ChatGPT prompt for search intent with a topic is, give me 10 long tail keywords that have to do with, and then insert your topic. Include in that prompt, match each keyword with one of the four search intents like navigational, informational, transactional, or commercial. Next, I want to talk about enhancing your content's search intent by leveraging complementary keywords. Knowing your main keyword and its search intent is a great start, but if you want to have a chance at ranking, then you need to take advantage of the way that search engines use NLP to help decide what to display on the SERPs. And in order to do that, you need to know what other words are commonly used with your main keyword. Those complementary keywords are known as semantic keywords. By using semantic keywords when crafting your content, you can make sure that the search engine sees your page as the best answer for what the user is looking for. It's like a two-for-one deal. You get to target more than just one keyword and also increase your chances of success with SEO. Keeping with our landscaping example, it would be a great idea to ask ChatGPT to provide you with semantically related keywords to your long-tail keyword. But if you really want to nail search intent, then be sure to ask for the keywords in the same classification as your main keyword. So your prompt should look something like this. Generate a list of 20 semantically related keywords closely related to best landscaping company in my area without duplicating any words. Please be sure to only include keywords with navigational search intent. If you were to do that, then you would have a list of 20 keywords with the same search intent as your main keyword that you can use throughout your content. So again, the ChatGPT prompt to find semantically related keywords with the same search intent would be, generate a list of 20 semantically related keywords related closely to your keyword without duplicating any words. Please be sure to only include keywords with and include your search intent. And now I want to talk about improving your titles for search intent. Titles are the first thing a reader is going to see when they come across your content, and they need to be as closely aligned with search intent as possible. If you fail here, then it doesn't matter how great your content is, because no one's going to click on it, or no one's going to read it. A great way to increase the chances of that happening is by using ChatGPT's generative prompts. With this prompt, you can provide ChatGPT with your main keyword and a description of the search intent, and it will generate different titles that you can either choose from or get inspiration from. These titles come complete with semantic keywords that make them as close to perfect for your audience's needs as possible. So let's say you want to write an article about best landscaping companies near me. We could use the following prompt to get titles that hit the nail on the head in terms of search intent. Provide me with a list of 10 title options for my new article related to the keyword best landscaping companies near me. The search intent is navigational. If you enter that in ChatGPT as a prompt, in a few seconds, ChatGPT would provide you with 10 titles that 10 titles with your keywords, semantic keywords, and they will be formulated to match search intent, which means it has a much better chance at earning the click. So again, the ChatGPT prompt for improving titles for search intent is, provide me with a list of 10 title options for my new article related to the keyword, insert your keyword, and include in the prompt, the search intent is, and type in the search intent. So before you start creating content for any given keyword, try using ChatGPT to get a better understanding of the type of content that users are looking for. This will save you time and energy in the long run by allowing you to create more targeted and relevant content that speaks directly to your target audience. Well, there you have it. 3 ChatGPT prompts for SEO that will help you with improving search intent. If you enjoyed these tips, then I would suggest heading over to soulheart.co/blog to listen to my previous 2 episodes in this ChatGPT Prompts for SEO series. You can also head over to soulheart.co/SEO and sign up for exclusive content that I don't share anywhere else. Either way, I want you to dominate your competition when it comes to organic traffic. That makes a real difference. So there you have it. Go out there, get search intent nailed down, and dominate the search results. Have a great day.